DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble-wubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
And welcome to the very first edition of Not Another Podcast 2018.
Woo!
We are recording on New Year's Day. Three of us are, because two of us just partied way too hard.
Apparently.
Fucking Bryce and Jim out together.
Shameful. Savages. Shameful display.
I think they visited local butcher shops.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, that would explain Big Jim's absence for sure. I'm sure he's waking up with all kinds of different cuts of meat around his bed, wondering, what in the hell? He's like, oh, I know exactly what I did last night. It was good.
Checking his phone. I hope I didn't send video to anyone.
His new profile picture is just him in a hanger steak.
What happens at the butcher shop stays at the butcher shop.
Unless it goes out on Facebook.
Yeah.
First topic of discussion that I want to bring up and let everyone know they need to check out. Samantha does a book review.
I saw that.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Aww.
Kudos to you. Wrong. And you're
Thank
busy.
Thank you. And what?
And you do that so you... Tell our listeners what it is and where they can find it. Self-promote.
Shameful plug. Here we go.
Well, I've got two things I can self-promote if you really want me to.
Do it.
Other than just, I'm just so cool. I'm busy. It's okay. I make no money out of anything. it's called the Quarterly Book Club. Why quarterly? Because you're busy and books are long. It's one book a quarter, and take your time reading it. It's a low-pressure book club because I love to read, and I read quite a bit. But if I'm part of a club and it's monthly, I jump from book to book. It takes me a while to finish a book because I do tend to jump around. And then if it's monthly, it turns into almost like homework, and then it sort of zaps the joy out of reading for me. So I wanted something that was less pressure, you could read it at your leisure, and then I have two friends, two guests come on, and then we'll discuss the book, and it goes out on YouTube under IABD Presents, so you can find, I also do a blog for it, I'm really bad at keeping it up weekly, but I'm trying to get better, www.quarterlybookclub.com, you can also find it at iabdpresents.com. And you click under reviews and click under Quarterly Book Club, and there's all your information. So we have four episodes out right now for the four quarters of 2017. And now that 2017 is gone, the genre for this year, so I do a genre every year, is historical nonfiction. And we're starting with The Lost City of the Monkey God by Douglas Preston. So you guys can start reading it. And that episode will be out the last day of March. And, I have my guests all ready and raring to go.
So what books did you do for 2017? I know you just did Misery.
Mm-hmm. For 2017, the very first book, the genre / theme was thriller.
And welcome to the very first edition of Not Another Podcast 2018.
The second quarter
we are
was
recording on
Defending
New Year's
Jacob
Day
by William Landay.
Three of us are because
the third quarter
two of us
was
just
The Butterfly Garden
way
by Dot Hutchison, which I loved. Highly recommend
Fucking
to go.
Bryce
go. I mean, all these books were pretty
together.
Good. We give them all a rating. Woman in Capitan was probably
I think they visited local butcher shops.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
That would explain Big Jim's absence for sure. I'm sure he's waking up with all kinds of different cuts of meat around his bed, wondering what.
It was an 8 or 9
I know exactly what it was last night. It was good.
Checking his phone. I hope I didn't send.
Video.
She doesn't know what she's talking about. I'm just going to go watch it.
Yeah, I don't know. Just watch it.
What happens at the butcher shop stays at the butcher shop.
Unless it goes out on Facebook.
Actually. actually yeah. read the book because you have
to first topic of discussion that I want to bring up and really let everyone know they need to check out. Samantha does a book review.
So he does all the audio saw that. And video.
It was awesome.
That kind of stuff. It's funny.
Yeah.
Kudos to you.
Three chairs.
And you're busy.
And lights in this bare room.
And what?
And you do that so
like
you...
We're not shooting porn, so.
Tell our listeners, if we were, there wouldn't be chairs.
At least not right now.
There'd be a trampoline and a trapeze.
Self-promote. When we say it's time to go, it's time to go.
Well, I'm not
even
thinking I can self-promote if you really want me to.
Do it.
I have to, you know, I'm
sign me up for a subscription now. I can't wait till they they're just gonna do all the Shades of Grey books.
I love to read and I read quite a bit. But if I'm part of a club and it's monthly,
well, gratuitous torture.
It takes me a while
so much
to porn because
in those
I
things.
Just tend to jump around. Yeah. And
how do you choose the books?
Monthly, it turns into like almost like homework.
I choose books
and
that
I've
never read.
Sort of zaps the joy of reading for me. So
you
I wanted
see my book list.
Less,
I mean, I could do this.
That was
I could do that show for like
it,
the next 80
leisure.
Years.
And then I have two friends, two guests come on. And
look at the genre,
and
I try to choose books
and,
from different years,
it goes
very different
on
authors
under IAB Presents,
so you can find.
You know, so
I also do a blog
we had
for
a
it.
Current author,
really
like that Ruth Ware, she's
weekly,
very current.
William
Lindy Dot Hutchinson is a brand new author. Stephen King's been around for a while.
At
IAB I kind of look at the season as well. We did Misery because it's dead of winter, so I chose that one for the fourth quarter because that's like
so we have four episodes out right now for
winter now. So kind of.
Just so that would sound interesting,
and now that 2017 is gone, the
like
genre
the
we have coming up
every year.
Summer is
historical
nonfiction,
fun,
and we're starting
books.
With
so,
The Lost City of the Monkey
and
God
something that's really interesting.
By Douglas Preston.
Up.
So,
okay,
so we've got
Lost City
of
the Monkey
God,
out the last
Mrs.
March.
Sherlock Holmes.
And
The Bad Librarians of Timbuktu,
yep.
which I'm super excited to read about.
So what books did you do for 2017? I know you just did Misery.
A Brief History of the Worst
Ways to Cure
Everything.
The very first book, the genre
you mean
of
like
the
intense
theme was thrillers.
Regiments of smoking
so
tobacco?
So we started with The Woman in Cabin Fever
yeah.
by Ruth Ware. Just all the stuff in history that they thought
the
was going to cure X, Y, or Z that just did not work out. So I thought that would be kind of fun to end the year on.
The third quarter was The Butterfly Garden.
Well, it used to be a
cure-all. Which I love, highly recommend.
Dr. Culpepper was
I mean,
the one who figured that you could cure any ailment
rating, like,
by coming to his health spa, where basically if you had a cough or a headache or anything like that, just smoke tobacco. You'll feel much better.
Or,
that was his cure for everything.
Oh my gosh,
death is an amazing cure-all.
It was an
8 right?
or 9 for
cure-all for women.
You just go
watch them.
Be sure, because I'm like,
but
I
isn't it still?
She doesn't know what she's talking about. I'm just going to go watch it.
Molested until they were no longer mad or angry.
It's all a blur for me.
Well,
but no,
yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, you really sold that.
That's fair.
That's
so,
not a
great
time. I'm really enjoying it. My boyfriend of partner in crime, who's sitting next to me, is the producer.
So that's cool. You can check that out on YouTube.
And
a bunch of other stuff that Samantha's got going over there with all her peeps. Look for them to dominate the world in 2018.
Hopefully.
Well, we
started our domination in 17, so
if we were, there wouldn't be chairs.
While
we continue
right
to stagnate and disappoint over here.
When we say it's time to go, it's time to go. That's what we aim for, you know? We set the bar low for our expectations, and damn it if we don't hit our mark every year.
You just stick with us so you remember where you came from, Jenny from the block.
Word.
Sign me up for a subscription now. I can't wait till they're just gonna do all the Shades of Grey books.
So before the show got started, Dan finally saw Star Wars: The Last Jedi, and we were having a fairly intense nerd
gratuitous
conversation
torture
about
porn?
It.
We nerd hard.
No, sweet.
Well, gratuitous
so you can join
torture.
In on the nerdery,
yeah,
not so much
yeah,
porn
yeah.
in those things.
Yeah.
I really wish both Bryce and Jim
how
were
do
here.
You choose the books?
Jim mostly because
I
he'll just throw comic
read,
wrenches at us.
True.
But
Bryce, because list. He would I mean, come from a, yet another point of expertise like the in the nerdy field. so we would have, you know, three people who
can you nerd that voice up a little bit more?
Yes, well, we could totally have good conversations of the science fiction brand known as Star Wars. And we would have some experts to talk about it.
I kind of look so, at the yeah. no, season that's right. as well, Nerdery which is misery, because it's dead easy. Of winter, so I chose that really one for fourth quarter. Because
no, we were discussing the whole...
that book is in the winter, and it's
essentially, we were
now.
Discussing
so kinda,
the Luke Skywalker character in the
just
parameters
so that would sound
of this movie specifically,
audience,
and then
like the
in
have
the,
up,
the whole Star Wars saga.
Some are just, right. They're just fun.
And,
they're just fun books.
A lot of criticism is coming about the Luke Skywalker.
Let me just pull up
Skywalker character
okay, so
that he seems out of character, but
Holmes,
both Dan and I disagree.
The badass librarian.
I'm right and he's wrong.
And
that's
then the
how
fourth
it is,
quarter
I'm sorry.
Is quackery.
No, I meant disagree with
the
critics.
Worst ways
to well,
yeah.
I feel that the Luke Skywalker
you
character
you mean like intense regiments of smoking
in
tobacco?
Saga, my complaint
yeah, like just all the stuff in history that they thought was going to cure X, Y, or Z that just did not work out. So
did
I thought that
throw
was kind of fun to end the year on. So.
No,
well,
it
used to be a cure-all.
Eat shit.
Dr. Culpepper was the one who figured right. that you could cure any ailment by coming to his health spa, where basically if you had a cough or a headache or anything like that, just smoke tobacco. You'll feel much better.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
That was his cure for everything.
Death is an amazing cure-all.
Yeah. Right? And Snoke is her child.
You know, orgasm.
Right? Yeah, still? It's kind of gross.
actually, I was going to say the real spoiler of Snoke is actually Big Jim.
Well, that's, damn it, I knew it.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah,
that sounded
familiar. Yeah, you really sold that.
My big issue with, you know, Luke's character, and honestly, for me, I loved the movie. I thought it was great through and through. And what we had gotten talking
that's
about
cool.
was how much of a whiny,
YouTube,
complaining bitch Luke Skywalker had
bunch
become
of other stuff that
for this particular film. And my argument was, is in the past,
for them to dominate
Luke
the world
has always been a whiny little bitch, but he always
while
had friends and support groups around him to kind of pull him out, you know, to try to
while we continue
bring him back
to
up
stagnate
to speed
and
to keep
disappoint
him
over
focused
here.
On the task at hand, so he didn't just crawl up into a hole and disappear.
We set the bar low for
with
our expectations,
recent events,
and damn it if
happened,
we don't hit our
well,
mark
so
every
recent,
year.
So
you're just,
like,
you just stick with us so you remember. We don't really have a timeline, but I'm going to assume that Luke's been missing for about, let's say, between 5 to 10 years.
Yeah. And that's my thought, is it's like, you know, he disappeared and he managed to find the one place in the universe that was
Star Wars Last Jedi. We were having a fairly
because at that point, you know, he figured all hope was lost. He had kind of ruined his
so you can join in on the nerdery
relationship with his sister and her husband.
I really wish both Bryce and Jim were here. Well, that was
serious.
I think that was his Jim mostly because he'll just throw
comic
and I've said it a million times. But perception is reality.
Bryce, because
in this
he
case,
would come from a yet
he,
another
he's
point
projecting
of
his
expertise in
failings.
The field upon us.
Upon
have,
others.
You know,
when it's
right. people who
it, when you nerd that voice up a little bit.
No
one
yes, well,
him.
We could totally
and
have
that's the thing about it is it's like
of the,
that
kind of
heralds back to what I was
talking
about, though. It's like without
Star Wars,
that support group directly
and,
there
we would have some
to reel him back and be like, dude, shit happened. Wasn't your bad.
That's right. Nerdery.
Let's work forward to make something better out of this
really
horrible
is.
Situation.
No, we were
he
discussing
just
the
being
whole,
all by his lonesome went, nope, fucking him out. Gone.
Essentially, we were discussing the Luke Skywalker
there was
character
the aspect
in the
parameters
of
up to the legend that
this
was
movie
the Jedi.
Specifically,
he was the
very
last
Jedi,
the
and
whole
he's trying
Star
to rebuild it. And
saga.
Right.
First time out,
and,
he failed.
A lot
mean,
of criticism
miserably.
Is coming about the
massively,
Skywalker.
Epically.
Yeah, he lost, what was it?
That he seems
students
out of
to death,
but,
and then
both Dan and I disagree.
To Kylo Ren or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
So I'm right.
He had a grand
wrong.
Total of, like,
that's how
I want to say,
sorry.
Like, 17
no,
potentials,
disagree.
And one of them turned
well, yeah.
shit heel on him and ruined it all for him.
Fits
whether they went with
saga,
Kylo Ren or he
place,
just straight up murdered
that,
him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I get it. I mean, that would suck some serious ass if you were in his shoes at that particular moment.
Should we throw up?
And that was the moment where he decided to say,
no, fuck
you know,
it. If you haven't seen it by now,
resort back to being 180 with Luke and
it's been out 2 weeks.
His tail tucked between
right.
His legs.
I feel like there was more, though. Like, I mean, that was...
That
really served as the catalyst, but I think... I think he went out looking for answers as to why Jar Jar is Rey's mother. He essentially learned that...
And Snoke is her child.
Is failure.
True.
But as Yoda pointed out,
right?
Failure is the best teacher. actually, I was going to say the real spoiler is Snoke is actually a big
deal. And especially the fact that he was still a puppet in this one, which made him just...
I got myself into a little bit of a
Luke's
nerd fight on Facebook.
And honestly, for me, I loved the movie. I thought it was great going through.
Not unlike
and what show. We had gotten talking about was how much of a whiny, complaining bitch Luke Skywalker had become for this particular film. And my argument was, in the past,
who her parents were.
Luke has always been
a
whiny little bitch, but he always had friends and support groups around him to kind of pull him out. You know,
essentially saying that the movie sucks
bring him back up to speed
because of that, because Rey is
on the task at hand, so he didn't just crawl up into a hole.
To which I responded. For generations,
with recent events
the
that
Jedi
happened,
came
well, so recent,
from
I guess,
nobody's.
Like, what,
well, yeah.
Fucking
so why does she? We don't. We don't really
like
have a have to be related to someone's. But why
Luke's
can't she just be
for
a force user?
About,
true.
That's it, between you know? 5 to 10.
Well, I mean, look at
years.
Anakin.
Finally
for
getting
sake.
Some.
And that's my
Anakin
thought.
Came
is
from
it's like, you know,
nothing.
He disappeared.
I mean,
as far as I know,
find the one place in the universe that was
mother was
fine.
Nothing.
Well,
because
the story
at that
with
point,
Anakin
you know,
is
he figured all
he
hope
was
lost. He had
by,
ruined his
Palpatine.
Relationship with his sister.
Palpatine
and
was
her husband.
No,
is this in theory or is this
no? This
lore?
This is in canon. Books. That was his official canon
perception.
Well, that's
and
the
I've
thing.
Said it. I've said it a million
Plagueis
times. Perception
book.
Is reality,
okay.
And in this case,
that sets this
he,
up.
He's projecting his
comic books that are all considered canon by Disney
upon others.
Upon others, when it's
right.
Sidious when it comes down to it, manipulated
no one
the midichlorians
to create
him the perfect,
specifically.
No, and that's the thing about it is it's like
what do they call him?
That kind of
apprentice.
That's what I was talking about though. It's like without that support group directly there,
his
to reel him back
methods,
and be like, dude, shit happened.
Ended
it wasn't
up
your bad.
Anakin. The problem was
let's
he
work
didn't
forward
know
to make something
was.
Better out
okay.
of this horrible
that's
situation.
Fair. In all honesty,
he
I mean
just,
that being all by
I'll,
his own
run
with
that,
even though
fucking him out. Gone.
I think too
that was a massive failure.
There was
in
the
of
aspect
itself.
Of
well, the, and
up
again,
to
this goes this goes
Jedi.
Out to what
he
we
was
were saying
the very
about
last
not
Jedi,
being a very good
and he's trying to rebuild it
as
and
far as the prequels go.
First
because
time
he
out,
so
he failed.
Up in the technology,
I mean,
and what he
miserably.
Could do
massively, epically.
What he
yeah, he lost
20,
what was it,
almost 10 30 years before
students to
no,
death, and then
five.
But
the or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. The story goes that
he had a grand total of.
So that's why.
I want to say like
no
17 potentials,
father.
And
he
one of them turned shit heel on him and
Sidious,
ruined it all.
Which is why Sidious
whether
was
they
so hell bent on
Kylo
turning
Ren or he just straight up murdered him.
And if
and
Sidious
so, yeah,
had
I get
to
it. I mean, that would
Anakin
suck some
first,
serious ass if you were in his shoes at that particular
been a
moment.
Completely different.
And that was the
outcome,
moment where he decided
true.
To say.
True.
But
know,
getting back
well,
to what we were talking about, though,
back to being whiny little bitch Luke and
my thought process
off with
was
his tail tucked between his legs.
I feel
that
like there was more though.
Movie,
like
know,
I mean, that was
Kylo and Rey finally, you know, kind of
really served
up
as
for
the
situation.
Catalyst. But I think
they're both exhausted. Now
I think
Kylo
he went out looking
this
for answers as to why he failed.
Now,
and then he,
if you want to move someone,
learned that
if you want to motivate
the history
someone,
of the Jedi is failure.
You can either tell them what they want to hear,
but as Yoda pointed out.
Or
no,
tell them something to break them
that
down even further. Because at that point, Rey was already kind of at a low point.
He was so great.
She had just tag teamed
and
up with
and especially the fact that he was still
a
puppet
in this one, which
yeah.
made him just...
multiple times.
Just
at
this rate,
I
it would have
got
been
myself
in Ren's
into a little
best
bit of
interest
nerd fight
to
on
tell
Facebook.
Her
turners, they were not.
Now, I'm not saying it's not true. I'm not saying what he said wasn't not true. What I am saying, though, is...
No,
not necessarily trying to hold on to a hope that she is somebody special, but there is a possibility that he was full
of
shit.
Okay.
Because at that point, he was going to tell her what was going to crack her down that much more to make her more susceptible to join him.
And this is why I'm saying
that
the movie sucks
because
of that, because Rey
is
no
one.
To which I responded,
in her mind,
generations,
the Jedi
just came
from nobody.
He killed Snoke. So sure. Why does she
Rey didn't have enough
specifically
with
have
the Jedi,
to be related
with the
to someone
any of it
to
why
realize
can't she just be
that what Force Kylo was actually true. Doing was
that,
killing his master
you know,
to become.
Well, I mean, look at Anakin.
Just finally
for
getting the same thing Sidious
Anakin
did
came
to Plagueis.
From
it's
nothing.
The same thing that
I mean,
Vader
as far as I know,
would have done.
His
had he survived.
Mother was
had he well
nothing.
Vader
well,
could have gone
the,
one of
the
two
story
ways.
With
if
Anakin
Luke hadn't been involved and Vader had killed
by...
Palpatine.
Yeah.
Because throughout their history, in what is not
Palpatine
considered
was,
canon
now,
anymore,
is this in
Vader
is
has
this
tried
actual
no, this
is
in, this is
kill.
In canon books.
His
official
right.
canon books. That's just the
Sith.
Way
the Darth untrustworthy motherfuckers. Book.
That's just the way the Sith operate. I mean, that's the only way you gain power is to kill your master.
All considered canon by Disney now.
So Dan can kill you.
Manipulated the
Dan's already killed
to
me.
Create the
I've problem. Murdered his spirit.
But that's the thing. So and that's why that warning from Luke
he was using
was so important.
His
things
master's
not
methods
go the way you think
and
she truly
ended up creating Anakin. The
turn,
problem was he didn't
Kylo
know where
Ren
Anakin
and
was.
Bring him back
okay.
because she
that's fair.
Could,
and in all honesty, I mean that
Luke to join
I'll fight. Run with that even
true.
Though that was a
the plight of all
in
and
of
well, and again, this goes.
Thinking you can
this
fix
goes
broken
about Luke is not a very good story.
Hey, women love a bad
as
boy.
As prequels
and
go, because
yeah.
he was
Kylo
so
is nothing
up in
but
technology
boy,
and what he
well,
could do.
Bitch, but yes.
So he's yeah. very much a Skywalker.
20,
oh, yeah.
almost 30 years
definitely
before.
Got the blood in him.
So I think I
but
that Rey
the story goes that
at a tipping point.
So that's why Anakin had no father.
That.
He was manipulated
just
through
like
the Force
Luke
by Sidious, which is
why
Sidious
Leia,
was so hell bent on turning
he's
him.
He's too far gone
that's
to
fair.
The dark side
and
yeah.
ever
if
be brought
Sidious
back,
had
which is what he tried
to
warn
Anakin
Rey about.
First,
and she was so holding on to that vision
outcome,
of the
true.
Future she saw
but
for Kylo
back to what
that
we
she couldn't
about, though,
even
my
contemplate
thought process was
any other possible outcome
at that specific
right.
moment in the movie,
and
you
that's
know,
why she gave herself
and
up,
finally,
and that's
you
why
know,
she faced Snoke because she knew in her heart
they're both exhausted.
Red was
now Kylo
turn.
Ren sees
right.
this opportunity
wrong, but hey,
but
we at least
now,
achieved some goal.
At
if
the
you want
same
to move
moment
someone,
that Rey saw
if you want to motivate
future,
someone,
Ren saw
you can
Rey's
either tell
future.
Them what they want to hear.
That's why in the elevator it's so important.
Or tell them something
like, nope,
to break
nope,
them down
turn.
Even further. Because
right.
at that point, Rey was already
wrong.
Kind of at a
well,
low
in
point.
In the respects to say
she had
that,
just tag
Snoke
teamed up with a monster
was, you know,
that she had proclaimed over
them,
multiple times.
Mm-hmm. If he had that much power,
at this
to
rate,
him,
it would have been
in Ren's
best interest
their
to tell her of one
of
another. To make them both believe that it was possible to bring them both together under that circumstance. But he thought
not
he had Ren wrapped
to hold
tightly
to
enough
that
around
she
his
is
finger
somebody
that
special,
but
and that's
he,
why
but
he,
is a possibility
that's why
that
whole scene
shit.
Okay,
right before Snoke
because
killed
at that
so
point
important.
He was
yeah,
going to tell her
got the same
what was
going
to crack her down
Rey,
that much
that
more to make her more susceptible
Snoke, and
to join him.
And this is why I think it's the truth.
Yeah, there's more than one lightsaber, and
she was actually elevating
Snoke is so like convinced like there's no way Kylo is going to ever turn on me because
Kylo had just
a little bitch
exactly
killed Snoke.
True. Needless to say, that point will never
with
die.
The Jedi, with the Force,
Kylo
with
Ren
any of
is
it,
a whiny
realize that
regardless
what
of what he does,
Kylo
he's
a Skywalker through and through.
That's what I'm saying. So when we're talking about
well,
Luke,
Anakin was a whiny little bitch.
Luke was a whiny little bitch.
It's the Skywalker genes. The only ones that don't seem to get it are the women.
Well, Leia clearly
Vader could have gone one of two ways. If Luke hadn't been involved and Vader had killed Palpatine,
because
yeah. throughout their history, in what is not considered canon anymore, Vader has tried multiple times to kill
Kylo is now
his master.
Essentially the same as Snoke. He's
that's
convinced
just
him
the
Sith.
Way
he's all-powerful, that he's not... That's just
the way
the Sith
to operate.
Not
I mean, that's
right.
the only way you
that
gain
he
power
should.
Is to kill
even
your
though
master.
He got punked by spiritual... apparition
so Dan's
Skywalker, but whatever, you know.
But
Dan's
again, that shows the
me.
Weakness of the
I've
Sith
murdered
and
his
that
spirit.
Can be so blinded by
but that's,
the rage, which
that's
is essentially
so,
the thing that gives
and,
them
and
power.
That's
true.
That's why that,
you know, and he was
time.
So blinded
Luke
by it. It
so
shows the weakness
things
of
are
the
not
going
to go the way you think. She
so
truly believed
like
she was
going to
turn
yep.
yeah, Kylo
We've
Ren
that
so
point
you're
back
that
because she couldn't
angry.
Motivate
yeah,
Luke
like you said,
to join
being blinded
the fight.
By it, it's
true.
Very easy to manipulate it.
And that's exactly what Luke
the plight
was doing.
Of old women. Yeah. he drew him out on purpose.
Thinking you can fix
that's
broken
and
give them time.
Yeah.
And by doing so...
Not only did
Kylo
he punk
is
Kylo
nothing
Ren,
but, the bad boy.
But he made him look like a punk in front of his entire
so
audience.
So he's very much a Skywalker.
Right?
Yeah.
He just got
fire all of your weapons on that man.
So I think,
and then
I
he just straight
got
up.
Him.
Just
and that was such a great line. You think you got him? And then there's Luke standing there and just kind of brushes off. No, I didn't.
Would later tell harder. Leia.
Well, and that's the thing, far, too, with this movie. It was
he's
beautiful.
Too far gone to the dark side to ever be brought back, which is what he tried to warn Rey about. And she was so holding on to that vision of the future she saw for Kylo that she couldn't even contemplate any other possible outcome.
Right. Well, my thing,
and that's why she gave herself up, and that's why she faced Snoke, because she
now, although
knew
I like
in her,
her
heart
as a character,
Ren was
going to
turn.
Like she's an unnecessary potential love
but
at least achieved some goal.
At the same moment that Rey saw Ren's future, Ren saw
as
Rey's
Leia
future,
had the choice of
Han
or Luke prior
so
to knowing that
like,
you know she was related to one.
You're going to turn.
At this rate, it's a matter of now Finn has a juggling match between Rey, who he has a very strong emotional connection to, and Rose, who has a very strong attraction towards Finn.
In theory,
I get that, and I know it's going to happen, but at the same time, I was just a little on the
to make them both believe that it was possible to bring them both together under that circumstance.
That.
But he thought he had Ren wrapped tightly enough around his finger that,
so much about
he
and that's
was
why he,
push
I, that's why that
you're
whole
talking
scene
about a character
right before Snoke gets killed is so important
from his family.
Yeah, because he's got
no
the same thing going towards Rey that he
essentially
starts doing towards Snoke, and that's why
everything.
When he talks about I see
and
you
now he's at this point where
there's more than one lightsaber
actually care about him.
Snoke is so convinced like there's no
when he wakes up,
Rey's
gone because he's. He's a whiny little bitch.
Exactly.
Is but that to protect her, and yet he goes on this crazy
mission. Needless
to
say, that point will never die.
Not just protect
Kylo Ren
Rey,
is a whiny
little
bitch.
Protect Poe.
Regardless
Leia,
of what he does,
he's a Skywalker through and through.
That's what I'm saying. So when we're talking about Luke,
Anakin was a whiny little bitch.
Yes, and I
Luke
get that.
But during that journey,
it's the Skywalker genes.
Fairness,
the only
I
ones
the only
that don't seem to get it are the women.
Leia clearly took after the mother.
Right?
Rose actually. Shares
but, and
more
I think
with
that's
Finn than Rey did.
True,
moving
but at the same
forward,
time, what did Rey really have to share?
Play in that also, Rose sacrifice
is now
true.
For essentially Finn. The same as Snoke.
Where Rey
he's
did.
Convinced himself
true.
That he's
so
all powerful,
more
that he's
he
not
the emperor,
and
he's going
on top
to
of
not
everything
see
else,
things coming that
Rose
he
risks
should.
Her life,
even though
and
he got punked by
to protect
you know,
Finn.
Spiritual apparition.
And while Rey did. But again, that shows the weakness of the Sith in that
cold.
They
yeah.
can be so blinded
that.
By
that's
their rage,
true.
Which is essentially
still
the thing that gives them power.
To this point,
true.
Doesn't know
you know,
I,
and he was
time.
So
again,
blinded by it,
it notion,
shows the weakness
but I'm not
of the Sith.
Tickled by it. It's just it's one of those things I'm curious to see
angry.
How things pan out in the next movie.
We've made that point maybe
on
the
show.
Some closure to this whole
concept. Like you said, being blinded by it is
because they started something in this movie that
and that's exactly what Luke was doing.
Yeah, seen this movie.
He drew him out on purpose to kind of give them time. And I'm,
yeah.
Although
yeah.
I'm not by doing so,
not only did he punk
Kylo I am
Ren,
a little disappointed
but he made it look
at
like a
somewhat
punk in front of his
therein.
Entire army.
That being said,
right?
It's still a great movie.
You just got
I really enjoy it.
I feel like at this point,
and then he just straight up
put it together. And that was
sort
such
of
a great line.
Arc.
You think you got him?
Is
and then there's Luke
well,
standing there
rate,
and just kind of brushes
it?
Off. No,
that's my point.
That's what I was talking about. It's like I'm a little disappointed in the fact that they just
the only thing I was
threw it in.
The thing is. They may right, abandon it, and if they do,
I think I'll be happier for it.
One, yeah, it doesn't hurt
yes,
or help
two.
The film.
Other than
point.
That, I was
yeah.
genuinely
I take it you had
yours. Right, no, I want, and that's the thing. It's, I understand who
well,
they're targeting at.
My number one grievance
really
was the
but at the same time, it was just a little disappointing. On the whole, didn't ruin the movie for me. It was just kind of one of those, meh, okay.
Potential love interest.
My second thing that
just
kind of bothered me,
like
but at the same time
thing.
Didn't. As where Leia had
was
the choice of Han
Leia's
or Luke prior to knowing that you know she was related to one.
To save her
at this rate, it's a
now,
matter of
the
now
thing.
Finn
I was
has
watching this movie
a juggling
from the
match between Rey,
myself,
who he
okay.
has a very strong emotional connection to,
in this
and
movie?
Rose,
considering
who has
the fact
a very strong,
that you know we are now Sam's
yeah.
you know attraction towards
Carrie Fisher.
I get that, and I know it's going to happen.
And
but at the
that
same
moment
time, I was just a little
where
on
it was
the,
like she knew what was coming.
Well,
Kylo Ren
was
a gun of fire, but he just decided not to. But his troopers fucking took care of it for him.
I feel like.
And I was like,
it's
you know what?
So much about
that's
Rose,
beautiful.
More about
and she's
Finn.
Out there floating, starting to freeze. Now,
who was
you know, physicists would argue with
family,
how fast she was
no
doing
love,
it. And then
and
she kind of sparks the force up to save her own
everything.
Ass. It's like,
And now he's at this point where the people he's
had a beautiful ending, don't actually care about him. You had
and
something
so
beautiful, something
when
that
he
could
wakes up,
really
Rey's
well
gone.
To give her a solid
send-off. But his whole
I mean,
mission
Han Solo
is
got
to protect her, and yet he
Leia
goes on
this
crazy
this
mission to not,
scene,
not just protect Rey,
in-depth
but
scene
protect
where,
Poe,
you know, she kind of connected
Leia,
with
and
her
the
son
whole
as
resistance
he was about
with
to blow her ass up, and he didn't.
Numbs his teeth.
But she still dies. Yes, and I get that.
But during that journey,
in all fairness, I think the only way Finn likes her,
and I was like,
they should have given her.
But the thing is, Rose actually shares more with Finn than Rey did.
True, but at the same time, what did Rey really have to share?
Also, Rose sacrifices for Finn, where Rey didn't. So there's more there. And on top of everything else, Rose risks her life to protect Finn. And while Rey did essentially risk her life, Finn was out cold.
Would have had no bearing on how the movie ended.
And still to this point, except for
I get it.
Again, you guys are forgetting two very important.
I'm not tickled by
important
it. It's just
points.
It's one of those things. I'm curious to see how things pan out in the next movie.
We would not have had the
some,
closure,
you know,
between
closure
Luke and Leia
to this
at
whole
end,
concept.
And essentially Leia
they started
Luke
something in this movie that
yeah, and that's
I've
all
seen
fine
before.
And
but
and
I've seen this
nice
pattern before.
Moment.
I've seen
well,
these
the
story arcs before. And I'm, although I'm not necessarily
really
against it, I am a little disappointed at the somewhat laziness therein. That being said, it's still a great movie, and I really do enjoy it.
I feel like at this point,
a nice send-off that was
putting together any sort of
like
romance arc
not handled well. She had,
is shoehorned it.
Well, and at this rate, why
really
do we need
nice
it?
Send-off for her?
That's
see,
my point. I disagree.
That's
and,
what I was talking about. It's like I'm a little disappointed
there,
in the
other
fact that they just
point
kind of
that could not have happened
the
if they
is,
killed
is
her off.
They may abandon it.
Was
and if
Leia
they do,
handing the torch to Poe.
Yeah. It doesn't
that,
hurt
that doesn't
or help the film
though.
At this point.
Well, yeah,
but it needed to.
Right. No, I want
she
would,
she
and
spent,
that's the thing. It's,
I
get it.
She essentially
who
she
targeting
cares.
Started
again,
the movie.
Really
but
do.
The thing is
but at the same time
she started
just
the movie,
a little disappointing.
No
on
no,
the whole didn't ruin the movie for me. It was
no,
just kind of one of those meh. Okay.
And that was the point. That
my
she
second
made to
thing
him
that
at the beginning of the movie
kind
of
bothered me, but at the same time
him was that if
was
he can't
rein in
his
use
impulses,
of the force to save
she's
her
looking
life.
For leaders.
Now here's
right.
the thing. I was watching this movie from the beginning thinking to myself, okay, are they going to let Leia go in this movie, considering the fact that, you know, we are now sans Carrie Fisher.
So it didn't matter if
and
Leia
that moment came where it was like she knew what was coming. Kylo Ren was
only last
one. Fire, but he just decided not to. But his troopers fucking took care of it for him. And I was like, you know what?
Yeah, but
that's
beautiful. You needed.
And she's out there floating, starting to freeze. Now, you know, physicists would argue with how fast she's doing it.
I feel like Leia.
And then she
kind of
sparks the force up to save her own ass. It's like
because Poe respected Leia far too much.
You had a beautiful ending. Guys, you had something beautiful,
Holdo
something that could have worked really
name.
Well
okay,
to give her a solid send off. I mean,
of
Han Solo
Poe
got punked,
forced him.
Leia at least got this very emotional
the
scene,
way
this very
because
in-depth
the whole time,
scene where you know she kind of connected
wrong.
With her son.
And that's,
was
but
to
again,
blow her ass up
failure
didn't.
Is the best teacher.
But she still dies,
and he
that
failed.
Would have been a beautiful
but he
ending
also
for
learned that there's a bigger picture.
And I was like,
they should have given her a big,
picture.
A nice,
and although
really
I agree
nice
with the
ending,
notion,
no,
at the same time, I'm also thinking about
that,
the Leia situation
you,
where it's like her making amends
that,
with Luke.
Oh, had to rejigger the entire end of the movie.
You do know that
fine.
Luke got
be,
visited by his astro
you know, force,
buddies
ultimate force
after
Leia,
they died. And
cool.
in theory,
she should have been the one
when
the
he
end,
sensed that her
cloud,
death happened, like he would have. Probably because
no
they had that kind of kinship.
How the film ended. You just
obviously, she sensed it when he finally gave up the ghost.
Right.
But it's one of those things where
no
they could have had that
the,
moment
how the movie ended. She should have
at
been
any
the
time.
One
no, no. There, and the reason
she
for that
for
is
for
in canon.
Again, you guys are
while Leia
two
can
very
use the Force, as we've seen, she is not connected to the Force in the same way that Luke, Obi-Wan, Yoda, and Qui-Gon are. There are only four.
and five Jedi who have ever been able to come back as Force ghosts.
Fine and dandy and but and nice
I'm about to get really nerdy here, well, but
here comes the pain.
Sorry, Leia did not have the training from Luke or any other Jedi,
and they just didn't do it. And they've already said,
but even Obi-Wan, and they made a point of saying this at the end of Revenge of the Sith.
So why not
that
give
to
her
join the living
nice
force, essentially become
a
force ghost, you need more
that was
training.
Not handled well.
The
she
only
had,
one who had done
had,
that by that point was Qui-Gon Jinn. Qui-Gon Jinn was the only force ghost through the prequel trilogy.
Right.
There, the other
he taught
Obi-Wan
that
Obi-Wan
could not have happened if they
exile.
Killed
he
her
also
off
taught Yoda
was
why Yoda
Leia
was in exile, which is why they both were able to join the force.
But who taught Anakin?
Ah. But actually, I saw this recently.
She spent...
This comes in the form
she essentially,
of
she
a comic book
sure.
and a book,
started
and I don't
the,
know
the but
titles
the thing
right
is,
off the hand. Right off
she started
hand,
the movie
but
in, line, no matter
in
what.
The moment...
No, he wasn't.
Anakin
no
died.
No, he wasn't.
He was visited...
And that was the
by
point that she
by
made
Obi-Wan.
To him at the beginning
the,
of the movie.
The ghost of the Force past, the ghost of Force future. Was that
damn it,
he
we need
Jim
here.
his impulses, but essentially
she's looking
he was
for
told
leaders,
that
and
right.
she saw
he could
a
either
in him
join the living force
but
and
he,
continue on, or
he
could
to blow
let
shit
go.
Out.
Yeah. And
no,
throughout the
Anakin
course of the movie,
the easy choice would have been
Leia
to let
did.
Go, but he made the hard
so
choice.
It didn't matter if it
and
was
in
Leia
that
or
moment,
her
Obi-Wan taught him everything he needed,
so it didn't matter
which essentially means
movie,
that
so.
In death,
women,
at least in the Star
well.
Wars universe, and so I think we've actually had a discussion
yeah,
about
but you
this
needed,
as far
you needed
as when you die, if there's a heaven or hell. It comes down to the brain being active for so long.
Set that up.
Long enough that Obi-Wan could teach him a lifetime in a very short period of time.
Far too much
now,
to
why
go
couldn't
her.
We teach Leia this mastery in the short order
because
of
Luke,
time?
Holdo,
so far
Daddy's
as we know
ghost.
Character's name,
okay, thank you.
Be in opposition of
we
Poe.
Don't know at this
forced
point
him
if Luke
to
knows?
Step up the way Leia
although,
went.
Given
because
the way he
time,
disappeared, we can assume...
Because he kind of went down Obi-Wan style.
But again...
But again, it goes
teacher.
Down to
sure,
Luke
yeah.
was
yeah.
not
and he
dead.
Failed,
to
but
teach
he also
Leia.
Learned that there's a
well,
bigger
that's the thing, though. Daddy's a force
and
ghost.
And he needed to look but and see the bigger picture.
I don't
and although I agree
Anakin
with the notion, at the same time, I'm also thinking about the Leia situation where it's like her making amends with Luke.
Like a limit
on
how much...
You do
they're
know that Luke
visit
got visited by his astral
Yoda's
buddies.
Yoda's the grandmaster of all, but
I
still,
believe
after they died,
the last
and in theory,
time that Obi-Wan appeared
when
to Luke
he sensed that
Jedi
her
was
death
the last
happened,
time he was able
like
to
he would have,
at all.
Probably because
well,
they
at that rate,
it was the
kinship.
First time Yoda appeared. So
obviously, she sensed
essentially
it when
there
he
is a set number
ghost,
of times.
But it's one of those things where they could have had that moment
before.
At any time.
No.
And the reason for that is in canon.
Yeah, their soul joins with the Force completely.
While Leia can use the
well,
Force, as we've seen,
at that rate too,
she
though.
Is not connected to
I mean,
the Force in the same way
using
that
the
Luke,
of force
Obi-Wan,
that
Yoda, and Qui-Gon
no
are. There are only four,
in the vacuum of
five
space.
Jedi...
Stop her cells from completely freezing over the minute or the tenth of a second it would have
really
taken to
here,
do so.
Here comes the pain.
Sorry. Leia did not have the training.
Tells me that from she knew something about the Force that she never told anybody, and I talked to my wife about this.
But even Obi-Wan,
and
they
here's
made
a
point of saying this
theory
at the
for
end
you.
Of
in
the
respects,
of the Sith,
my theory is that Leia always
that
knew she had
the
Force at her
force,
disposal,
essentially become a
and
force
actually got really good at it,
training.
But being a politician,
the only
she
one
kept
who
that
had
shit
done
on lock.
By that
because
point was
if
Qui-Gon
people
Jinn.
Found out that Leia had
Qui-Gon
the ability
Jinn was
to manipulate
the
Force.
Force ghost through the prequel
they couldn't
trilogy.
Trust anything
right.
that she did.
He taught
because,
Obi-Wan
okay, well,
Obi-Wan
they
was
were under
in
Jedi
exile.
Influence.
He also taught Yoda why Yoda was
decision,
in exile,
you know?
Which is why
so
they
at the same
both
time,
were able to
Leia could
join
have
the Force.
Who
now,
taught
Anakin.
Lessons and learning?
That actually, I saw this
Force.
Recently.
And again, you'd have to be pretty
this comes in the form of
a
comic book and
we've never watched another Jedi do it. So the fact of the matter is, to me, that tells me she's a hell of a lot stronger than
Anakin
anyone
died.
Wants to give her credit
he
for.
Was visited
and at
by
that rate, she would have been able to talk
the
to
the ghost
Luke
of the Force past
after
the
Force he
Force
ghosted his ass out. Because again, at that rate,
but essentially,
you don't do that shit
that
out of impulse. You maybe
you
sway somebody's mind out
join
of impulse.
The living force
you maybe break
on,
a lock open
or he
out of you
go.
Know sheer survival instinct.
Anakin made the hard choice. The Maybe easy choice somebody. Would have been to let Maybe. Go, but he made the
but
hard choice.
But saving your own ass requires so much focus.
And in that moment, Obi-Wan taught him everything he
because
needed.
Because that is a
Which essentially
death.
Means
See,
that
here's
in
my argument
death,
for that.
At least in the Star Wars universe. And I think we've actually had discussion about both as
both
as
Luke and Leia
when you die if there's
are
heaven
natural
or hell.
Right.
naturally
it
comes down
to the
brain
right.
being
which
active
is
why
so
which
long.
Is why Luke
long
requires
enough
so
that Obi-Wan could teach him a
training.
Lifetime
true
in a very short period of
training.
Time.
Now why also the one
now,
to teach Leia
also
this
also
master
remember
in the short order
because Luke Anakin so far
Daddy's
as we
a force
know
ghost.
Was essentially born of the Force. He was very attuned to it.
We
so there
don't
his offspring.
Know at this
so
point,
I believe
Luke
that
knows,
Leia may not have needed
although,
any training.
Given
but just
the way he disappeared,
that
we
she,
can assume
because he kind of went down Obi-Wan style.
And
but again, it goes down
to
the Force.
Luke was
she
not
could have
dead,
manipulated
to
it, and we don't
Leia.
Know what kind of toll it took
well,
on
that's
her.
Well, that's the thing, though. A Force ghost.
Because essentially, what
but
we saw with Luke is
I don't
he had closed himself
Anakin
off from the Force
Leia.
For years.
I don't think Anakin
years.
Can appear to Luke any more than he already has.
And done. That's why the projection took so much out of him because he's rejoining the Force
they're allowed
and projecting himself light years across
the
galaxy.
Yoda's the grandmaster of all, but
I believe the last time that. Obi-Wan
yeah, to the point
to
where
and
when Leia
the
touches
Jedi
him,
was the last time he was able
touching.
To appear mm-hmm. at all.
You know, and not only
well,
that, but
rate,
it was the first time Yoda appeared. So
mm-hmm. essentially,
really
there is a set number
of times
mm-hmm.
that a
where
Force
Kylo
ghost
can
visit
hold it
before
after he dies,
mm-hmm.
which shows
their
how soul he was because after his
yeah,
goes,
their soul
still
joins with the Force completely.
Juice left in the can to make that stuff stick around long enough. I mean,
which tells me that we're going to see Luke as a
Force
ghost
Leia
appearing to Rey.
To not only
and we
stop
might,
herself
we
from
might
dying
get answers
in
as
the
to
vacuum of space, stop herself
how much
from completely
a Force
freezing
ghost
over
visit
the
a person,
minute
how
or
much
the
they
tenth of a second
on.
It will have taken to do so.
They're
probably going
to
leave that off
in
the vacuum of space.
Probably.
At that rate, it's, tells me
it's
that
almost,
cause
then you're getting
she
into
knew
like
something
real
about the Force that she never told
stuff,
anybody. And I talked to my wife about
expositions
this.
Are meant for books.
Movies are
and
meant
here's
for
a good
moving the story along. So I
you.
Agree
in
that
respect,
will probably my theory is that
ghost.
Leia always knew she had the
if
Force
not,
at her disposal.
For Kylo at that rate.
And actually got really good at it. But being
because he does kind of foreshadow that a
see around
on lock.
See,
because
I think
people found
I
out
do not
that Leia
that
had the ability to manipulate
Leia
the Force.
Not just because Carrie
they
Fisher is gone.
They couldn't trust anything
no.
that she did.
But
and I agree.
Because,
okay, well, she
there
was,
is a
they were under
of
Jedi
truth.
Influence
when my,
they agreed
like
to this
she,
decision,
she
you know?
Could save
so at the same time,
she's in tune
Leia could
enough,
have been
which goes
getting
to what
lessons
were
and learning
all throughout her life,
an immense
she
amount
known,
about the Force.
She might not
and
have
again,
known it was
have
the Force.
To be pretty fucking strong to save your own ass from the vacuum of space. We've never watched another Jedi do it. So the fact of the matter is, to me, that tells me she's a hell of a lot stronger than anyone wants to give her credit
for. From the end of Revenge,
and at that rate.
Return of the
she
Jedi
would have been able to
Force
talk
Awakens,
to Luke
before
after
she had a kid with Han.
Force ghosted his ass out.
Her.
Because
true.
Again, at
because
that rate, and that's
why
you don't do that shit out of
died,
impulse. You maybe sway somebody's
sister.
Mind out of impulse. You maybe break
and
a
Yoda
lock
told
open
him to
out
pass
of you
on
know,
what
sheer
he
survival
so
instinct.
He probably taught her somebody. How to manipulate
maybe.
The Force enough.
But saving your own ass requires so much
and also, again,
from the vacuum of space.
We
because
do know
that is a
in a Jedi,
death.
Now, see, when
here's,
a Jedi
here's
meditates,
my argument for
they
that.
Slow their bodies down enough. So
yeah.
what we don't know...
Both Luke and Leia
she was blasted out
are natural,
she knew it was coming.
Naturally
you
tuned
could see
to the
on
Force.
Her face. She knew
right.
it was coming.
We
which is why she expected
it from Kylo.
Luke required so little training.
True.
But he
probably
did
safely
training.
Assume is that she
was
slowing her body
also
down in
remember
moment because
that
she knew
Anakin
she was be blasted out of the ship
but
was essentially
rate,
born
I mean,
of the Force. He was very attuned
against
to it. So they're his offspring.
People's ability
so
to meditate.
I believe that Leia may not have
that would be
any training,
one of the hardest situations
knowing
to
that she
meditate through because your son
Anakin,
that you are aware of
and is
about to blow your ass up
to the Force
that
and
in and of itself will break your heart
you can
it,
see
and
on
we don't
her face
what
the heartbreak
kind of toll it
oh
took
yeah
on
and that's
her
the thing
it's so evident but at the same
time
what we saw
you gotta remember
Luke
how smart
closed himself
Leia has always been
for and
years.
Knowing that
yeah,
if
well
she goes,
and
the resistance
and that's why
is
the
lost.
Projection took so much out of him because he's
I
rejoining the Force
would agree,
and
but
projecting
at the same time
himself
I would
light years across
she would
the
become
galaxy.
A martyr to her cause.
To
actually physically interact with people, too.
But
exactly.
again, to the
as
point where when
saw,
Leia touches him, she's
no one
physically
to
touching.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Not only that, but Luke projects
they were out
the dice.
Over dead. Snoke mm-hmm.
And makes it real
ass.
Enough to where
do?
She can...
Just
no,
like
no,
Luke
no,
says,
no.
Show him with a lightsaber
Snoke,
and take down
Kylo can hold it. Snoke after
that
at that point, but which shows how
yeah, that's the
powerful
thing.
He was because after his spirit goes, the thing is, got enough
juice left in the can to make that stuff stick around long enough.
Which tells me that we're going to see Luke as a Force ghost appearing to Rey. And we might get answers as to...
It meant that hope was
how
gone.
Much a Force ghost
martyring
can visit
her
a person,
at that point,
how much they can pass on.
Sure.
I have a lingering
you might have
suspicion
had another small pocket or two, but they would probably
that
die.
Way
I think the point...
It's almost...
Because then you're getting into like real in-depth explanations and stuff. And that's
essentially
what that the First Order is growing
books,
so powerful
are meant
and the fear that they have spread
along.
Is
so
strong.
I agree that we'll probably see Luke as a Force ghost.
That the universe
is
given up and what they're trying to do. But it...
Because he does kind of foreshadow that. I'll see you around, kid.
See, I don't think I what they're do not believe that we will ever see Leia as a Force ghost. Not just because Carrie Fisher is gone.
No,
but because the hope there is a lack of
the argument would then persist.
I feel like she
the next generation will
never
be able to take the full reins and become who they are meant to be.
All throughout her
while constantly living in the shadow of their predecessors.
She might not have known it was the Force, and that's
she might
have known what Leia was doing when she. And I know it was very tongue-in-cheek, but there's a number of years
passing
that we don't have answers for.
Who
had, from the end of Revenge of the
Point, shown
Return of
that,
the Jedi,
yes,
he is
more than
Force Awakens,
to
where,
oh, yeah.
Number one,
before she
he realized
Han,
it was a losing cause,
he could have been training
he
her.
Didn't retreat
true.
Because
and
the father said before he died, pass on what you have learned to your sister.
They were lost.
He listened to Leia.
And Yoda told him to pass on what he learned.
Plus his failings up until then,
he
realized that there was taught her how to manipulate the Force enough to find a way to
escape.
And also, again, we do know
again, showing
that
a
Jedi, when a Jedi meditates, they slow their bodies down.
Those movies so much more for me.
They are essentially the new Han and Luke. Blasted
yeah.
out
in,
of the bridge.
In respect, she knew it was coming.
The interaction.
See on her face. She knew
but I think
it was
they're
coming.
Also the new
she
Han
expected
and Leia
it from Kylo.
In the respect that right. they're what we quit. Can.
True. I would also
probably
say that,
safely
you know,
assume
I mean,
is
it,
that
it's,
she was
it's
slowing
to
her body
them to,
down
you know,
in that moment because
of the
she
past.
Knew
but honestly,
she was going to be
like,
blasted out.
I like
of
that
the
they're
ship.
Their own.
But at yeah, they
rate,
are.
I mean,
they're unique unto themselves.
Nothing
ever got to sit behind
like
a pilot who wasn't a Jedi. And we never got to sit behind
that would be one of the hardest situations.
Not only
to
provides
critically
important details
son,
against the First Order to the rebellion.
But why does he do it only when it's needed?
That
and
in
you
of
can
itself
see on her,
break
well,
her
okay,
head.
You can see on her
come
face.
Come on, bro.
She's been in
oh,
a
yeah,
coma.
And that's the
okay,
thing.
It's
like,
so evident, but at the same time,
thin, naked,
you got
to
remember how smart.
Are you okay, buddy?
Leia has always been.
True.
And knowing that
that was such
she
a great lie.
Resistance is lost. Did you take a bigger hit than?
Oh, I agree, but at the same time, I would disagree because she would become a martyr to her cause.
Yes,
but as
true.
The look, but
exactly.
Again, I gotta
as
give it up
saw,
to John Boyega because no he had that totally to confused, call. Lost look down, like
oh my God. Because they knew they were out fucking
so
good. Good. Snoke
again,
it,
it's
on their ass.
One of those
what
things.
They
I
love this.
No,
like,
no, no,
Luke
no, no.
It was Snoke
was
alive.
Snoke was dead at
that which for me is really important with Star Wars movies because
they didn't know that. Yeah, that's the thing.
At least entertaining.
Still fucking fire.
But the thing is,
too seriously.
They went to that.
We end up with what we had with the prequels, which was just. Way too much
Leia
fucking seriousness, not nearly enough reality, not enough humanizing,
yeah,
as we talked about, which for me detaches me from the story and makes
martyring
me
her
at
that
list.
Point.
Can I get on a nitpicking
sure.
moment that
you might have had another
a,
small
liked,
pocket or two,
but
they would have been wiped out.
Been
I think the point
with
he,
more emotion
for this movie is to show.
Impact.
Essentially,
it was,
that
it
the
was
First
a really
Order
moment,
is growing so powerful and the fear that they have spread is so strong.
Ah,
when
it's
Luke
that
the universe has given up, and what they're trying to do is not lay it. Okay, now granted, it was a really funny
feet,
moment and
or
everything.
Even Luke's feet.
But I feel
what
like
what they're trying to show is that the next generation
having that
is
lightsaber
going to be
that
the one
essentially
to
set him on the journey
the
to become.
Hope.
But again, the argument would then persist.
The fact that he redeemed his
the next generation
and
will never be able
failings,
to take
his
the
first
full
lightsaber
reins
suddenly back
and
in his hands and he tosses it over
to be,
his shoulder like it's junk.
While constantly
I felt like there wasn't
the
enough
of their predessor.
Emotion. There wasn't
that's
enough emotion
essentially what Leia was doing.
Now granted, He's and in a place where very he wants nothing cheek, to do with the Jedi or the Force or anything.
Exactly.
She was not even carrying a lightsaber at all.
No, and he's not even using the Force at all. I mean, for fuck's sake, I'm sure his life of fishing
yes,
would have been made so much easier if he could just summon
and
stupid
one,
fucking
walrus,
things.
He realized
yeah,
walrus
blue
elephant
milk.
Milk.
Yeah. Again, you could force that shit out and not have to actually manhandle it. But it's...
That
again, I thought that
they
scene
were
was brilliant.
He listened
in
to Leia.
That
mm-hmm.
The
he did
last
warning,
movie led
plus
off
his
with
failings
a super
up until
serious
then,
moment
he realized that there was
of him not
the,
only seeing
the
Rey
only
for
option
the first
they
time,
had was to retreat,
but seeing
and
that
find
she had his lightsaber, and
right.
they were
again,
basically brought to this impasse.
Again,
of
showing
just, I really, really love the interactions.
Wordless conversation
that really makes. And then this movie kicks off, and we go back to that, and it picks up right at
the
spot we left off, and he looks at it and he's like.
The interactions,
it's a piece of junk.
But yeah, I think they're also
junk.
The new Han and
because
Leia
his connection
in
to the
respect
Force
that they're
is something he disdains.
Quippy.
So being reminded of
true.
His Jedi
I would also
is something
say
that
you know,
he doesn't
I
mean,
give a fuck
it's
about
it's easy to compare them to.
There's a reason
you know,
he lost
them
in the first place.
But honestly,
if
I like
Luke Skywalker wanted
like
his fucking lightsaber
own.
Back.
Yeah,
I guarantee you, he would have taken it with him. I mean, it wasn't like he didn't have it when the fucking temple got burned down. He left it,
and he never got.
So at this rate, bringing it back to him is like
not only provides. Okay.
Critically important.
I also thought against the First Order to the rebellion.
But why does he do it only when it's needed?
Well, because
when he did
come on, bro.
He's been in a coma. Okay,
project
yeah.
himself. Finn naked
his
leaking.
First lightsaber. What?
Are you okay, buddy?
The one, the green one. Yeah. So that was such a great.
It shows that there is.
Did you take a bigger hit?
A connection to that saber. There is something very powerful to that.
Finn naked
and
leaking
I think
back.
That.
What? I don't understand.
Again, like you said, it's a reminder of something that he doesn't.
I gotta
want to be
give it up to
of.
John Boyega because he
time,
had that totally confused lost.
And I think
look
if they
down,
done it the
like,
way
no,
I wish they had, we would have seen a completely different character. So
again,
kind of.
It's one of those things.
But
I
feel like throwing
movie,
it over
I
his shoulder.
It was a hell of a lot of fun.
To me, it would have been
me
better
really
if he just handed it back to her and told her to
if
leave.
They're not at least entertaining,
you know,
and
just,
they take themselves
then we
too
have
seriously,
utter reaction
we end up with
of
what
them.
We had
the
with prequels, which is just way too much fucking seriousness, not nearly enough reality, not enough humanizing, as we had talked about, which for me detaches me from the story and makes me not give a fat roast.
Can I get on it for a loop?
Well, yeah, we got plenty of that, but also on top of that, I think... You know, if you've ever tried to hand something back to somebody, even in a nice way, you know, saying no, thank you very much, it becomes kind of a push-pull kind of moment. Him throwing it over his shoulder just ends the conversation. He's like, I don't fucking care.
When Luke
you want it, go get
his lightsaber,
and he walks off.
Well, and the thing is she's so involved. Okay, now granted, it
was a really funny moment and everything.
Yeah,
and the thing is, it's like... Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and you know him throwing it
having
over his shoulder is a great catalyst for her to go with,
set
him
the
on
fuck?
The journey
exactly.
to become
that's what
you know,
the Jedi he was.
But again, you can
and
achieve
the fact
the same
that he redeemed
with
his father,
him and
just
given
shoving
all
it back,
his
first lightsaber is suddenly back
off.
In his
it
hands
been,
and
wait,
he tosses
wait,
it over his shoulder
this
like
is
it's
not
junk.
How this is supposed
I felt
to
like
go.
There wasn't enough, you know. Emotion.
I feel like
there wasn't
did
enough
just
emotional
for
impact
moment.
On that.
Now, again,
now, granted,
I liked it.
He's in a place where he
like
wants
it.
Nothing to
I
do with the Jedi or the Force or anything
exactly.
like that. He's not even carrying a lightsaber at all.
Better
no.
emotionally.
And he's not
served.
Even using the
and
Force
you know
at all. I mean, for fuck's sake, I'm sure his life of fishing
like this,
would have been made so much easier if he could just summon the stupid fucking
walrus.
Yeah, blue milk. Yeah, again, you could force that shit out and not have to actually handle it. But it's
good. He was like.
Not again, I thought that scene
shit,
was brilliant,
but it gave so little
that,
of the shit about
the
how hard this chick
led off
to
with this
find
super
him
serious
and bring it back to him that
of
he literally
him
just threw it away
for the first time.
What hurts more,
seeing that
you
she
know,
had
if,
his lightsaber
if
and
he's giving it back,
we're basically
saying,
brought to this impasse
you know,
of just
oh, I don't want
this.
Sorry, bye. Get
wordless
face,
conversation. And then this movie kicks off, and we go back to that, and it picks up right at the spot we left off, and he looks at it, and he's like. It's a piece
not
of junk.
Actually not
it's useless
caring
to him.
At all.
Because
his
he has
no
is
care.
Is something he
that's
going to
hurt someone way more than...
So being
than,
reminded of his
because
Jedi
if you're
past
mad at
is
someone,
something that
you still
he
care.
Doesn't give a fuck about.
If
anymore.
You're completely,
and he thinks
like...
It's stupid. There's a reason he lost it in the
ambivalent,
first place.
Like...
If Luke Skywalker wanted his fucking lightsaber
more,
back, I guarantee you he would have taken it
or,
with him.
You know,
and
so
then it wasn't like he didn't have it when the fucking temple got burned down. He left it.
Just straight not caring is going
to
hurt more.
So at this rate, bringing it back to him is like...
I agree. And in that respect, that's why
I
thought
it
was brilliant because
it
just
actually genius.
I also find
because
it
did. It cut her so deep. Her struggle, her fight to find Luke Skywalker
himself,
is
to project himself
for nothing. He threw it away.
Wielding his first lightsaber
everything.
Instead of
and in that moment,
one,
she had that realization
one, yeah.
of what the
so,
fuck?
And she didn't even go back for it immediately. She let him walk off, and she was like,
"That saber, there is something. Did that just fucking happen?" To that. Right. And I yep. think that.
And to me, again, that was like you perfect. Said, I mean, aside from the fact
it's a
that
reminder
it was
of something
funny,
that he doesn't want to be reminded.
It was
of.
Again at the same one time, of those moments where it fit.
And I think if they'd done it the way I wish they better. Had, we would have seen a.
And again,
different
just like we were talking
so
about when he was finally
throwing it over his shoulder, like he
reach out.
To me, it would have been better if he just handed it back to her and told her to leave.
And he's looking at her hand, you know, looking at her with this look of, really?
Yeah, he's got this look like,
reaction of
yeah,
the fuck?
But it, that. The yeah, thing yeah, is, it, we still would have had a reaction, oh, though, with
yeah,
her, like,
yeah.
if
okay, got
it, yeah. he shoved it back and just is like,
see, stuff like that, it
you
was
know, grumpy old, you know, just
it was brilliant because,
get off
again,
my lawn, essentially.
Unless you stop
it would have thrown her for a loop.
More about the
Jedi
and of themselves.
But also on top
you might be prone to fuck up like that. And for her, the beauty part about it was, is what she knew of the Jedi is basically what
way,
she learned
you know,
from
no,
thank you very much
story
it becomes
yeah, kind
yeah.
of a
and
push
Han Solo
kind of moment
him throwing it over his shoulder just ends the conversation
so
he's like I don't fucking care
her
you
legendary
get
status
it.
Of Luke
and
Skywalker
off.
Well and the thing
which,
is
to have
she's
just
so
just fucking chuck it over his shoulder and just walk
she's
back
standing in front of the legend
it was
yeah,
like
brilliant
yeah the thing is
it doesn't take much it's not symbolic he's not angry he's just
you know him throwing it over her shoulder is a great catalyst for her to go wait
and then we come to find out how much he doesn't care
but again you can achieve
and that builds even more
but what's funny is just shoving it back and turning and storming off.
He says
it would have been,
he doesn't
wait,
care.
Wait, that this is not
all throughout
how
the thing.
Supposed to
but
go.
It's very clear that he
you know,
does.
I feel like they did it
like
just
a,
for a humorous
you know,
moment.
Protesting
again,
too much.
I like it. I did
but
like
that's
it.
The
and it goes.
Of
it goes back to what we were saying about him.
It would have been
having
better
such failures and not having the
you know
support
what?
To help
everyone
pick him
who
up.
Sees the movie mm-hmm. is going to have
the fact of the matter
like
is
oh, yeah,
he does.
Care.
I just feel like
he
it
just
would
doesn't
have
know how to move forward.
Better.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
and
could
so
have
he
set
spent
up
however many years in isolation trying to figure out how to move on. And his better course of action is to
not
care. Not
only did
he
not
care,
but the thing is you can't.
He gave so little of a shit about how hard this chick
could
work
I think that's the final lesson
back to him.
Has
that he literally just threw it away.
That you can't not
because what
care.
Hurts more,
you can
you know,
say you
if,
don't
if,
care, but the
you,
fact
if
of the matter
giving
is
it back,
you do,
saying,
one way or the other,
you know,
you have
well, I don't want this,
feelings
sorry,
towards
bye,
whatever
get out
the
face,
topic
or
is.
Rubbing,
right.
rubbing it off
you
my
know?
Lawn.
And it goes back to conversations we've had on this show about religion or politics or what have you. You can say that you don't care, but the fact of the matter is you have an opinion one way or the other on whatever the subject is. And I think
that's
the lesson that Luke has to learn on this. And it's essentially Yoda's final lesson to him is that you've spent all this time distancing yourself and disconnecting yourself with the fact of the matter is
you know,
can't.
So that's, I think, going for ambivalence.
You will always be
just straight not caring
this,
is going to hurt
and
more
your feeling came
deeply.
From not trying.
I agree. And in
true.
That respect,
and again,
that's why I thought
I will
that
agree
moment
with that sentiment.
Was actually but again, genius. Luke
because
is
a little bit.
Did. It cut her so.
Skywalker
men.
Yeah, Skywalker men. That apple does not even fall far from the trees. Shit
Skywalker
lands right on
men
the roots
are always,
and everything.
Always
and in that moment,
bitch.
She had
however,
that realization
of
what
always
the
men
fuck?
Of action as well.
True.
And she didn't
when
even go
right
back
down
for
to
it immediately. She
shove,
let him walk off,
business.
And she was like,
"They step up.
Did that just fucking happen?
The whole time.
And to me, that was
perfect.
I mean, aside from the fact it was fucking funny.
Call this a whiny little bit.
It was again
because
one of those moments
says.
Where it fit the idea better.
Who named the last episode?
And again, just like
see,
we were talking about when he was
Jim
finally Ball. Deciding
probably.
To show her something,
wasn't
reach
one.
Out. I know. Oh. And she reaches out with her hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Like feelings, and he's looking at her. He's looking at her with this look of really.
He's like yeah, he's got this look like, oh come on.
Like, and then he starts fucking with
you.
Feel
that?
Yeah.
I think it was in reference to you. But okay, yeah. Okay.
Seasons queefing.
Oh yeah, last
season. It was beautiful and it was brilliant because again, unless you stop to think about it and you knew more about the Jedi in and of themselves,
just dropped through the.
You might be prone to fuck up like that, and for her. The beauty part about it was
yeah,
is
it
what she knew
through.
Of the Jedi is basically what she learned from
a long time ago.
Again,
story
that's
she
why, yeah.
you came
and
on
Han Solo saying that it's all true.
You never disappointed.
So it validated.
Look, I just finally had to redo the open because all I heard from Dan every week
and
was
to have him just fucking chuck it over his shoulder
and
just walk
and
by
I kept telling him, why do you want your name associated with this shit?
It doesn't take much. It's not symbolic. He's not angry. He's
that's not sad, lonely, and depressing.
And he doesn't care.
No, not at all.
And then we come to find out how much he doesn't.
In the
care.
Corner and cut himself later.
And that builds even more.
But what's funny is he says he doesn't care. yeah, all throughout the thing. But it's very clear,
you know,
that
ugly
he
crying
does.
While the water's
it's
beating
the whole thing
the
is
face.
Like, yeah. You know, protesting.
How do you guys know what my Tuesday nights look like?
But
that's the nature.
And it goes back to what we were saying about him having such failures and not
have
having
told
the support
me I had followers?
To help pick him up. The fact of the matter is he does.
You don't.
Care.
You keep.
He just doesn't know how to move forward.
Well,
and so he spent however many years in isolation to me, trying
I'm
to figure out how to move forward. And his best course of action is to not care.
Yeah, and then
but the thing
pass.
Is you can't not care.
Right?
Right. And that's the lesson. I think that's the final lesson Luke
sounding
has
disappointment?
In this movie is that you can't not care.
It's stereo.
You can say you don't care, but the fact of the matter is you do, one way or the other. You have
it.
It's
it was
that
lost
delayed,
ever so
you know?
Slightly. Whatever yeah. the topic is.
It just gives it that cool,
you know?
Echo effect.
And it goes back to
okay,
conversations
kids,
we've had on this show about religion
we'll
or politics or what have you. You can say that you don't care, but the fact of the matter is
for
you
listening
do.
To
you
our
have
nerdy,
an opinion one way or the other on whatever the subject is. And I think that's the lesson that Luke has to learn on this. And it's essentially Yoda's final lesson to him is that you've spent all this time distancing yourself and disconnecting yourself, but the fact of the matter is you can't.
Right.
You will always be this, and your failing came from not trying again.
True. And again, I will agree with that sentiment, but again, Luke is a whiny little bitch.
Skywalker men are...
Yeah, Skywalker men, that apple does not even fall far from the trees. Shit
Skywalker
lands right on
men
the roots
are always,
and re-sprouts.
Always whiny little bitches. However, they are always men of action as well.
True. When it comes right down to it, when push comes to shove, they take care of business.
They step
but
up.
But they'll complain about it forever.
Yeah, the whole time, yeah. And with that, I think we've run out of time, kids.
Let's call this one whiny little bitch.
Because that's all Dan says.
Okay.
Sam.
Who named the last episode?
Let's see. What was the last episode Jim called? Did. Probably.
That wasn't on the last one.
I know.
Yeah,
trying
yeah.
To hurt my feelings, Sam.
I think Jim called it "Can Take a Beating" or something like that.
Oh, well, I can't
it's
remember.
It's me. Does take a beating.
It takes.
I think it was in reference to you, but okay, yeah.
Oh.
Seasons queefings. That's
oh
what
yeah,
was.
Last
seasons
yeah,
queefings.
Seasons queefings. Yeah. Jesus.
And the brow of this show just dropped through the floor.
I mean, wasn't it already there?
Yeah, it just broke through.
We stopped trying to set a bar a long time ago.
Again, that's
long
why
before you came on the
you
show.
You set the expectations low. You never disappointed.
Look, I just finally had to redo the open because all I heard from Dan every week was, when am I going to get my name on?
Hey.
And I kept telling him, why do you want your name associated with this shit?
Because it's all I got. That's not sad, lonely, and depressing.
No, not at all. Dan's going to go home, sit in a corner, and cut himself later tonight.
I'm important. Oh.
Rocking in the shower.
Yeah. You know, ugly crying while the water's beating me in the face. Yeah. How do you guys know what my Tuesday nights look like?
Because you Instagram it.
Nobody ever told me I had followers.
You don't. You keep emailing us the links.
Well, you don't have to open them.
Pay attention to me. I'm important.
Look at me.
Look, guys, I got a
bounce
bomb. A nice special now.
Right?
No.
Oh.
Sound of disappointment?
Oh.
In stereo.
Because he didn't even do it at the same time.
It was off
delayed,
ever so
you know?
Slightly, yeah.
Just gives it that cool echo effect.
Okay, kids. Until next week when we'll supposedly be joined by Big Jim and Bryce. Thanks for listening to our nerdery. We'll see you later.
Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.